All right. Good evening, everybody. I'm going to call this meeting to order. Will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. I'm going to declare a quorum with two out of the three board members present. Michael had hernia surgery this morning, so he's, even if he's here, he'd probably be pretty humorous on drugs, so he's got the night off. I will introduce again Chad Andra, our auditor. He's going to present the 2018 audit for the township. I'll let you introduce Scott and Jennifer as well. And you take it, you go right ahead.
Okay. Jennifer Andra and Scott Terrell is here with me too, and they helped me out on the audit. We'll just go through it kind of briefly. If someone does have a question, just interrupt me. The first part of the report is the auditor's report, and it just basically says that the township's financial statements are in compliance with the Kansas Municipal Audit and Accounting Guide, and the township follows the regulatory basis of accounting, which basically is the financial statement is the on page four. It basically shows the beginning balance in each fund, the receipts, expenditures, and then the ending balance. And so there's really no balance sheet. It just has the bank account. And then the notes to the financial statements follow that financial statement, and it just describes what the regulatory basis of accounting is, that it's different than the generally accepted accounting principles. But most municipalities in Kansas follow this. It talks about the budget. It talks about the deposits, that they're all FDIC insured or covered by pledges. Let's just see. Over on page nine, it shows the leases. The backhoe lease was paid off in 2018, and then there's a couple leases that continue on into the future. There was a transfer on the bottom of page nine from the general fund to the special equipment fund of $35,000. We'll look at page 11. Just talks about a couple of Kansas statutes that there was a couple issues on, but there's really no consequence to violating these statutes. It's just something that we want to avoid in the future. The one statute, the 44-1030 on page 11, basically talks about how a contract should be documented. And so there was the documentation for the Donlinger road work wasn't quite in compliance with that statute, but I mean there really wasn't anything majorly wrong with it. It was just some of the wording that wasn't all spelled out, but I think in the future they're going to try to make sure that that's documented. And then on this bottom,
yes. I'm sorry. So on your that statute, the last paragraph you have here, actually the last sentence, the township failed to obtain a written contract, but you recognize that we had the written proposal describing duties, describing the services they were going to provide, the prices. They signed it. We signed it.
Right. It just wasn't quite in line with
as you mentioned,
a formal contract.
Yeah, you mentioned the verbiage for the Kansas Act Against Discrimination wasn't on the contract.
Right.
Okay. All right. Just clarifying.
And then the last one, the last two paragraphs, the 9-1401, basically the bank changed they have pledged securities to cover any funds that are over the FDIC limits. And I think with the bank changing names and ownerships, they changed banks. It used to be with Bankers Bank, and then it got switched to UMB Bank. And that's supposed to be documented in the minutes of the township, and it wasn't. I'm not so certain, though, that it was, I don't know that it was really the township's fault if the bank just did it and didn't let the township know.
I did a lot of digging on that today to figure out exactly what happened. It looks like we had gotten some stuff from the bank, and then Julie and I just met up at the bank and signed some paperwork.
Okay.
And so apparently we did something.
You did.
I just don't remember 100% how we did it.
Yeah.
That whole merger
right.
was just kind of a different thing.
Right.
Well, and it struck us that we didn't have to sign anything for the accounts to move over, for the checking account to move over, because it was just a new bank buying out Rose Hill Bank.
Right.
So it didn't strike us that we needed for this.
And I didn't, I meant this doesn't apply to the accounts that just
right.
changed the bank's names, because that was just a merger. But this was just about those pledged securities.
Agreed. Okay.
But neither one of those statutes have any kind of penalty for not following them, so I mean, there's really no consequences. Just want to avoid it in the future. 12 just shows the detail of the budget, and then page 13 shows the detail on the general fund. If anyone did happen to look at the report that's submitted to the county versus our report, there is a difference, because there was some money that the county paid out at the end of December 2018 that we recorded on this report as 2018 income. The township recorded it as 2019 income because they deposited it in 2019, since it came close to the end of the year. So that's something in the future to try to, at the end of the year, try to make sure to get it in the correct year.
It's with Michael getting the mail, we need to see if we need to get the mail while he's down
for the next 2 weeks. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We need to ask him.
Okay.
And so that's, otherwise, like I said, 13 just shows the detail of the general fund compared to the prior year and also compared to the budget. And then 14 shows the detail of the road fund, and 15 shows detail of the special equipment fund. And let's see if there was any other. Is there anything else you can think of, Scott, that you mentioned? And like I said, we have a letter that we give to the trustees for any recommendations. And some of those recommendations, though, I think that the township is actually, doing now, because some of those recommendations we made last January of 2019. And so this report was, on 2018 before they knew they needed to, do some of those things. So I think things are being done better than they used to be. Oh, there was, we do recommend that, I know sometimes there's a credit card, or a purchase may be made by a personal credit card and then reimbursed. It would be better, though, to actually use the township's credit card and have the township pay for it directly.
Okay.
Rather than a personal one. Anything else that you can think of on that?
On the communication?
Yeah.
The only thing with the township's credit card, you can actually set up a QuickBooks account for that. And that's in the memos as well. And basically what that does is, as an expense is made, you record the liability for the credit card and then the expense. And then when you pay the credit card off, you reduce the credit card liability and then also reduce cash. And that would actually help with just timing of expenses and things of that nature.
I don't know if this makes any difference, though. I don't get that information except for once a month when I get the card statement in and I collect all the receipts.
Oh, I see.
So entering regularly the way we're doing it right now, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but that would make a big difference.
Yeah, so you don't get receipts until the end of the month.
Yeah, I just
which that part could be changed, but I'm just curious if it would work, since we have a monthly meeting where we approve those checks to be written. How does it change the timing of the payments as far as...
Well, when you get the... So if for instance, if you have a transaction, somebody buys fuel on December 1st, you know, then, you know, ideally what they would do is they would submit that receipt within a timely manner, and then you were to report that as a liability on the credit card account on in QuickBooks. And then once the bill comes in, you match all that up, make sure everything is as it should be, reconcile it, because that's the other piece too. Just like your checking account, you can also reconcile that credit card account, and then just pay the instead of it, because right now the way you're doing it is you're showing the check and going to the credit card company, and then you're dispersing, you're bifurcating or you know the expenses from, you know, here's this is the road expense and so forth. So rather than doing that,
breaking out that one single check into the different categories.
Right. So instead of doing that, the check would actually just be showing as a reduction of the liability, but then the individual credit card expenses would be going to the actual expense.
The proper way in QuickBooks to do it would be to record each transaction, you know, each receipt or charge as the first step. And then when you pay the statement at the end of the month, you would then, you know, record that payment against all those transactions that you recorded, and you'd reconcile it like you would a bank statement.
Okay.
So, but to do that, you would have to get the receipts in advance.
Continually. And usually we're talking about 5 or 6 receipts a month, so
that's it's not a whole lot.
Well, and we do, I mean, even though it's the different receipts, I mean, Jeff and Michael go through and make sure that everything is there. Because when I pick up that, I scan anything up that I picked up from the shop, email it to them, and then whenever they go through everything.
Yeah, we do reconcile to the statement. Like you were saying.
Yeah, I did see that. So I did see that there's at least that balance is going on. It's just that I
see how you're saying.
Yeah, it's doing it.
It's just the QuickBook entries are a little clunky the way we're doing it, where you'd rather see a liability with an offset.
Yeah, because it makes it a lot easier to audit as well.
Oh, now we get to it. Okay. You want to make it easier for you guys.
The proper accounting has to record the liability and then record the payment.
Well, and I know I used to, when I first started it, I did do it a little bit different. I would enter in all the bills and then cut the check, kind of like what you're saying for the credit card. But if we discovered an error later on, it was a serious pain to try to adjust that, and I would end up deleting out that entry and just putting in a new one because it was like a million times easier than to change it, which is kind of why I went away from that, because, I mean, just stupid little things like a spelling error or something that I wanted to get corrected became a serious major pain to get corrected. It was getting frustrating doing it the other way.
So maybe we'll have you two talk. Maybe if you can show her an easier way to do it, then if that, you know, and if it ends up being quicker and like you said, if it's, you know.
Well, and whenever I say it's easier, I didn't mean for us. I just meant so that way it provides a better audit path for you all as well. Okay. So you're not waiting, you know, till the end of the month to get all that done.
Okay.
Do you think your credit card transactions will increase in the future or stay about the same?
No, they've stayed the same for about 3 years. Yeah. We try not to use the credit card as little as possible. I mean,
we
try to use
setting up accounts when we can't get an account set up. That's where we use the credit card, or when it's a funny expense like turning in our audit.
Okay. I think that was.
Did anybody else have any questions? Okay.
Like I said, things have greatly improved from when we first started.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to do a couple of motions real quick while these guys are here. The first one on here is put a motion on the table to accept the 2018 Township Audit from Chad Endra, CPA, LLC. So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And I said we had a quorum, but Michael is absent tonight, so 2-0. And then put a second motion on the table to pay the invoice for this audit, again, to Chad Andrews CPA LLC, $7,500 for the 2018 township audit. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I know we're missing an eye over there.
Since it's been approved, I'll send in the morning a copy of the audit to the state of Kansas and to the county commissioners.
Okay.
And then you'll just have to send that fee form to them.
Okay.
So, great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good evening. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good to see you again.
Keep
in a year.
Hopefully shorter. No, definitely
yeah.
Shorter this
hopefully,
time.
Yeah, sooner than that.
Definitely shorter. All right. We'll go on to the minutes from last month's meeting. Oh, what happened here with the printing? Okay. Okay. Again, Michael drew these up after the meeting. We were able to look through them. So I will put a motion on the table to accept these minutes for the November 21st, 2019 meeting.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And go from there to the overseer's report. Mr. Robert. I'm keeping that.
Anyway, last month we loaded the salt belt and installed wiring harness and control box, started to make sure it was ready to go. Tree trimming on 140-1 and 4. Misprint here. 160-6, Indianola-3 loaded and hauled away limbs. Service to John Deere tractor, oil and filters, drove roads, checking for needed maintenance, cleaned up around and in the shop. We hauled 54.74 ton of rock. Had 502.07 hours of labor. Used 5 gallons of gas, as for chainsaws and stuff. Used 182.2 gallons of red diesel and 254.4 gallons of green diesel. Everything's pretty much serviceable, and he graded 25 miles of roadway last month. So.
You foresee a grading any more within the next couple of days?
He's going to start, probably start on Monday. Since we got some moisture, right now they're in the mornings they're so frozen there ain't much we can do with them. But yeah, he's going to get right back on. So hopefully the warmer temperatures on Sunday will thaw them out enough that we can without running our brand new blades. So
we put a request on County Line 3, then.
Well, he might get them all. So.
Well, I know, but okay, yeah. A priority then. How's that?
Okay.
And then yep. What happened to the trimming of the trees on our mile?
That was a miscommunication with Mr. Jones. I asked him to do your mile, and he thought I meant the first one. I said number 3, and he heard 31st up by 130th when I said the third mile, and he did part of that one and then part of the second mile, and unfortunately didn't get your mile. But we were talking with Asplund a week ago and think that we can get that machine again. And towards the end of January, I think Steve said. So I already told him again that your mile's our priority when we get that machine. So we're gonna stay on it.
Great, thank you.
He no longer works for that company, but they're not gonna charge us that much more to have an operator come out with it and do it. So, and since they don't have to pick it up, it's still pretty reasonable. And we'll get on that.
Great.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Other or more questions? Gail, you're going to stun us one of these times and actually have a question.
He wants to go
or
home.
Or you, you're like, no, I'm home. Keeping my 5-year track record.
Can I bring a big log over and put it on the burn pile?
Can you bring one over? Yeah, that's fine.
It's like 3 foot by 6 foot.
You're officially a township employee, so yeah, you can.
Yeah.
just sit over there with that big stump sitting on top of that pot. That's it. That was the one that come on the hill with, and it's now
it's
like
this burn for
oh, yeah.
Ever started.
Yeah. All right. Well, now would be a good time with the moisture we're seeing. Well, what about the backhoe? Could we grapple it? And
yeah, probably.
All right, you guys talk.
We'll get together.
All right.
It's just one I could put on a pile and burn. Make a lot of firewood if someone has that.
What kind of, what is it? Hedge?
You don't know.
All right. Okay. Michael's not here for the clerk's report. He didn't mention anything. He's still looking into
website.
Website. Yeah.
That's
I didn't
like
know
his
if
thing
make,
right now.
I know,
his
but
website.
I also was quiet all of a sudden. I didn't know if I wanted to make that public yet. He's looking at other options where he might be able to save some money. And put it that way. All right. Treasury report.
Beginning balance for the month of November, the bank balance was $275,931.02. We had cleared transactions giving us a cleared bank balance of $239,069.25. We had uncleared transactions, which would give us a cash balance of $192,107.70. Details are in the following pages. Let's see. Heck, I'll just announce it now. At the end of December, we always have a second meeting to pay off any and all of the December incurred bills. I talked to Jeff, and we talked to Michael, and this building was available on December 30th, and so we've got a December 30th scheduled at 4. That's when the board could all meet to do the end of the year
in the
meeting.
So it's 4 o'clock in this room on Monday the 30th. And doing it on the 30th, just in case anything comes up, gives us a chance on the 31st to take care of something. If it
if we need to fix something, we can fix it.
Yep. But it is, it's, yeah, it's just for paying those bills so that we try to have zero balances with the vendors as we cross into the new year.
Yep. And talk to the county a little bit about the roundabout project that's coming up. Talk to them a little bit about potentially getting some speed limit signs up. I think we're going to talk about that more as a board. See what we want to do, if we want to present something to the county.
And you can tell you about your call from Wayjack.
Yeah. Wayjack called me up. He had a citizen wanting to get some speed limit signs up on a mile. Is that you?
I was going to say, was that you guys? We had a feeling. Which is fine. Totally fine. We totally agree, too, frankly.
Yeah. We're not opposed to it. Talk to Wayjack though about, you know, if we do this, if we present something to him, are they going to enforce it? Because that's kind of been one of our biggest concerns.
He doesn't have control over that though.
He doesn't, but you know, he does work for the county, and the sheriff's department is under the county to some degree. So
just not under the commissioners. He can push, tweak them and push them. Yeah. Yes. But.
So he said he did tell me though that at least during the construction that they're going to do out here for the roundabout, he said they've already talked to the sheriff's department and there will be an increased presence to try to catch a lot of driver issues.
To have a presence and keep the speed down.
Yeah. So he said at least during that point of time, it could be very worthwhile to have some speed limit signs up. So we've just got to decide what we want to do as a board and what we want to present to the county. He did say that if we presented stuff to him, he would push to try to get it to go through. So we just have to figure out what we want to present.
We're debating about picking specific roads or trying to adopt something township-wide on the main roads, certain speed for the main roads and obviously slower for the neighborhoods. and kind of going back and forth on that.
I just don't want to, I just hope you're able to do something before they start the construction of the roundabout, before we start getting all that traffic.
Oh, no, definitely. Diverting. The only reason we're not doing it tonight is because Michael wasn't here. So it'll be.
I proposed speeds, Jeff proposed speeds, Michael proposed stuff, and with Michael not being here, it was like, well, if we can get Michael here, then we can all discuss it and come to an agreement.
Well, maybe the 30th
on stuff and roads.
And we're close. It's not like we're far away.
You just fill in an application, give it to him, I guess. Huh?
I'm sorry?
And you just fill in an application, give it to him, I guess.
Yeah, but we need to vote on something first here. That's what I mean, said.
The 30th.
Vote on something here, and
right.
I think
the 30th is that's just your budget thing. Can you do any other business during that?
Yeah, we can.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do any end of year business that we need to do at that meeting. We know for sure that we're going to have bills to pay, and then if we have anything else that we need to finish out in the end of the year. So one of the things I'm going to be doing between now and then is I'm also going to be trying to get a rough draft of our annual report that I would turn into the county. I'm going to try to get a rough draft of that done to try to see where we're going to land on that, to see if we need to move money or anything before the end of the year. So going to try to get some extra stuff done. So there might be something else that pops up, but we know for sure we're paying bills. That's the one thing we know for sure that we're doing.
And trying to do the speed limit.
Yeah. So
I don't see why we can't, frankly. But
well,
when we have the three of us, we'll.
Yeah, we'll see how Michael feels.
Right.
In about a week and a half. That's not very far away.
True.
So. Okay, and then vouchers. Sent everything to Michael and Jeff to go over, and made any changes that they suggested and brought the final copy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will move to approve the vouchers incurred in November of 2019.
Seconded. These have been, we double checked all the receipts for these. So motions made and seconded to accept the vouchers for November. So moved. You seconded. Those in favor?
No, I motioned.
I know, I got it.
You second.
I'm calling for the vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye as well.
You're so used to making all the motions.
I know. I also threw me for a second. It's always that Roberts stuff. It's the Roberts citizens and the Roberts rules of order. And okay, got anything else?
That's everything. Audit is done, so
okay.
I'm not working on that anymore.
And you stole my one little thing about speed limits I was going to say. So, just as a heads up. actually, with a small crowd. All right, let's open that up for half a second on speed limits. Pick certain roads around around the construction and around maybe the chip seal and stuff. Or what do you guys think of the application of a township-wide speed limit on the north-south, pick a speed, and then in the neighborhoods? The neighborhoods were kind of agreed on 25 miles an hour. And then on the north...
They're not going to force it anyway.
What did I say? What did I say?
I'd call somebody to do that.
Yeah, I agree. Well...
You're just wasting your effort.
The county officer can actually hold that up.
There you go.
They can actually write tickets then. If you don't get a resolution, they can't do anything.
No, we can write tickets.
See, we have double protection because Sedgwick's on the west side and Butler's on the east side. So
yeah.
We have two agencies that we can call to hopefully enforce.
Hopefully get some.
Have you ever seen a county cop write a ticket on a gravel road? Ever?
No.
That just goes to show you it's a waste.
Well, and that was...
Mike Tanner used to.
No, I've seen plenty of Tanner drop speed on Sandburg.
Marion, you were about to say something?
Hmm?
No?
Just thinking.
Okay.
Well, and I like the idea of having the speed limits, but it does come back to the getting it enforced. Now, I have done some research. City of Andover put in these gigantic speed bumps. I mean, they are huge. I've never seen them that big before. And so I did a little bit of research into them, And those signs that flash the speed that you're going, apparently they can also record, they can do traffic counting and record the speed range that the car is traveling. And in that, the information that I read, apparently the flashing signs can encourage people to slow down. Do our township residents have that same mindset? I don't know. But it was something interesting to read. They said that those are more effective than speed bumps.
Yeah, because if you don't slow down at 40 up there, those handovers there are going to give you tickets.
Right, they'll enforce it.
So, but they said that there is something about just having that sign flashing at people that they said they noticed that people tend to slow down once it's flashing at them. So I don't know. It's something I started to look into. I don't know fully.
Well, that would be probably use it for the main road, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Blacktop Road coming in Roseville.
Yeah, and especially I think during the construction, having those on the detour routes, hopefully it would make a mental, you know, difference for people.
Don't know the cost of those, but it was something that I was kind of looking into because I was that whole getting it to. Getting people to slow down. I was just looking into options.
Oh, yeah. And then it's nice that also if it gives you the date and the time that it happens, and you can get a maybe get a time period where the most speeders are going through there.
Right.
Yeah, and maybe we could encourage at that point to show enough data to the sheriff's department. Maybe they would send somebody out finally and do something. I don't know.
During the construction, it would probably make sense to maybe give it a try.
So I was going to try to figure out how much those things cost, but I did find that interesting.
Sure, you rent one for a while, give it a try or something.
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
You know, is Andover, is that one permanent? They're going to leave there? Or
I don't know.
Temporary thing?
I haven't talked to them, so I don't know.
You haven't got a ticket yet.
I watch my speed. I don't want a ticket. I have a clean record. I am trying to keep it that way.
They're able to move them
whenever
they want, up to their
shoulder. Well, and one thing I did look into, too, they had a whole paragraph on how it is very difficult for vandals to actually damage or destroy those.
Okay, you don't be telling people this. You're going to lay it out there as a challenge for crying out loud.
Well, just... they apparently actually tested against that, too. It was interesting to read.
They need to invent a stop sign.
Yeah, I was going to say, the number of holes we have in stop signs, it's like...
But it was interesting to see the stuff that they have tried to think of with those, so...
Okay, we'll go to board business real quick. Something that Chad touched on, that this is something we do every year, the KMAG accounting standards is Kansas Municipal Auditing Accounting Guidelines. A quick vote, a motion to put this on the table that those are the guidelines that we will use for 2020. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And last month, we adopted a flex time policy, and Michael put that into the new handbook, but I guess we need to adopt the new handbook now with that addition. So the motion is to adopt the new employee handbook that has our flex time addition now in it. For its latest version. So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any more questions?
Have you heard any or heard from the railroad about their construction that's going to happen?
No. Where is their construction going to happen?
They'll make two lanes through this, all through here.
Oh, they're doubling up.
Oh, the double. Michael has. He's talked to them a bit.
They're going to buy a piece of his property. Right. They've already sent checks to some people. But
right.
There's going to be approaches and ditches and.
Agreed. No, we officially haven't been contacted yet at all.
I probably don't think they need to.
I reckon the railroad will come in and
Do you know a time frame?
Care of the building and the project and all, because I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they will. They'll have to.
But, you know, we're going to have what, 4 or 5 crossings.
Agreed.
There, but
it'll be obsolete for a while.
So maybe we need to.
What's going to be bad is if they're doing a second lane, that means one train's going to be sitting on that side road while another one's coming in, so it's going to stop traffic for a while on certain roads.
Well, if it's two lanes,
if they're more than a mile long.
No, what they're trying to do is avoid that. They're trying to avoid.
You mean while it's under construction?
Well.
Do you mean while it's under construction or once they have it finished?
It's going to go back. Somewhere it's going to go back to single lane.
No, it's going to be double all the way.
All the way? No, so they're going to make it a two lane.
They're working okay. Between El Dorado and Cassidy right now.
Yeah.
And they said they'd be down here this summer.
So. Okay, that's what I was saying. So it's sometime this summer. All right.
So here's something I might suggest we propose to them. That since they're going to be out there working, that they pave on both sides in their right-of-way, such that when we do our chip seal, just tell them we're doing chip seal plans in the future, and they need to pave
pavement.
That.
Well,
so.
It would also be safer for the grader to get up to, right up to the track, if they,
right.
if they wouldn't be 30 feet away from the track.
Yeah, instead of having gravel 6 feet away.
We're supposed to work within 30 feet of them tracks without a Santa Fe Railroad permit.
Yeah, and I'm thinking if they're going to be coming out and working, maybe we need to tell them that they need to pave all that
right.
so that we don't have issues.
And if they have any used railroad ties, let me know.
Well, you think you need more gardens in your yard?
They'll surely be contacting people as they come in for construction.
Okay.
It's just something to think about.
Agreed. Okay. All right, I will call us adjourned. Thank you.